sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hard to be, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I bled. I found my thoughts had washed away the truth in what she said. Any man can be a fool.
Any man can be a fool. What will be will be.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. Dadgum the rest of it all.
Hit them in position and back in a way. Freedom is stuck in reverse.
Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
See him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Okay, hey, we're on the air, folks, and I apologize to anybody out there waiting patiently due to technical difficulties beyond our control. I have not been able to get on the air with you, and we still haven't figured it out. That is my pea brain here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and the giant cerebral cortexes of the engineers there in Round Rock, Texas. So, but I'm actually just speaking to you on my cell phone right now, and we'll limp along with that until we can establish something better during the course of the hour here. But this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and the it's July 29th, 2020. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, and you can call in. Now, this is a little tricky. I'm not so sure about the call-in part. I'll put the number out there, but it's probably best not to even try it here until we get a better screen. I mean, I'll tell you what, the RBN screen facility and presence is fabulous. Normally what we have is just tremendous. I can tell you as a radio host, I've never seen anything better, and it yields excellent production values that we have. Good sound, good connection, good chance for you to call in and so on. But anyway, some of that has fallen by the wayside here, and we don't know why yet. So but let's go on to another day in the Trump phenomenon, and let me go to my most reliable resource, which is the man himself, who tweeted an hour ago a video that I haven't watched. I'll have to watch it after the show. But it says, the president says, check out this mail-in voting experiment by a local news station. So some local news station, let's see if we can see the call signs here down here, WRDW. Some of you may recognize where that is in Allendale. No, looks like it's in Georgia. Anyway, they Channel 12. They must have done an experiment on how voting by mail works, and the fact that the president is saying take a look at it, I think what they found out is it doesn't work, and it will lead to massive voter fraud. It must be prevented. And so I'll watch that video after the show. Here we have some good tweets from the president, messages. I know I'll slip up and say tweet now and then. And here's a good one. New York mail-in voting. I got to be careful here. I'm kind of shouting into my own phone. I'm trying to get over towards the microphone so I can get my voice into the microphone, and I'm forgetting I'm talking to you on the telephone right here, so I better not shout. New York mail-in voting is in a disastrous state. Votes from many weeks ago are missing. A total mess. They have no idea what is going on. Rigged election. I told you so. Same thing would happen, but on massive scale with the USA. Fake news refuses to report. So they must be doing some New York State voting right now. It's not the federal voting, and it's a mess. And fake news is not telling you that. And of course, if it's screwed up, it isn't going to get better by November 3rd. And of course, it's inherently screwed up. It doesn't need to be. You don't need to verify technically in some way that it's screwed up. It's screwed up. The check on the fact that your vote is an authentic vote is lost. You know, I saw a piece of history that was interesting yesterday, and I've got to check this out. This was something I did not know in all my many years. I never learned this. Apparently, the original, and this is actually the way it should be. Forget about the secret ballot, folks. That's the first step towards voter fraud and election fraud. And one of you out there that's a real history buff, that really knows what you're talking about, may be able to enlighten all of us. But I saw a show that said that the original voting plan in the newly created American Republic was that you voted in person by name in public. So, you know, the voters in your voting area showed up, let's say, at a local church. And, you know, hi, James Kelso here. I vote for John Adams for president. And so on. Now, that's the way to go, folks. And then that's recorded. James Kelso voted for John Adams. And that's a permanent record. It can be checked, audited, verified. Where's the room for fraud? Is the guy sitting in the pew there, is that really James Kelso? Well, all my neighbors know me. I'm there in person. They know my face and they know my name. So if I said something untruthful, somebody would say, hey, that ain't James Kelso. That's some other guy. Arrest him. So that's the way to vote. Can we ever get that back? There's so many things you ask yourself, so many things where we've lost something that was really important. Can you get it back? Can you make America great again in this or that particular way? It would be wonderful if we could get that greatness back again. But this idea of anonymous mailed in, look at this. You make it a secret ballot. And by the way, Why should secret ballot be sacred ballot? What's so sacred about being secret? What's the benefit to anybody of a secret ballot? You know, I'm not ashamed of who I'm voting for. I don't need it to be a secret. And And if you're not man enough to state in front of your neighbors who you're voting for, well, then sit down and shut up and go home. I like the idea of proclaiming the way the Vikings did in the Althing when they voted. You know, the head men showed up at the Althing with their big staff, and they ranked along there in their wooden tiers there, or their meeting hall, and that was and each of them spoke for a family, spoke for a Viking family, a Viking clan, a Viking ship, and of course they publicly stated what they voted on everything, and well, to use their own name, they voted on all things. That was the system that worked. You make the ballot secret, now you open up to fraud. You make it electronic, now you make it open to more fraud. You make it mail or online, open it to more fraud. Motor voter registration, more fraud. No registration needed at all, more fraud. Then you get the ID requirements fraudulent. And, at a certain point here, the bad guys figure out, hey, why do we have to be honest? This system is so ripe for corruption. I mean, we're asleep at the wheel if we don't rig it. You're begging to rig it. And we have to, this is another one of those things we did to ourselves. Come on. Where's the intelligence? Did we lose our best men in World War I and then more of our best men in the Civil War and then more of our best men in World War II? And have we had an IQ drop as a result? Have we had a quality decline? Are we unable to think clearly anymore? So anyway, well, let's go back to the president's tweets here. Somebody who is thinking very clearly. Let me hit refresh and see if he's got one of the last minute, which he frequently does. He says, he was in Texas today. And the stock market was rising as he was talking. And here's Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott's in the bleachers, and he's all enthusiastic about something. The president's talking about fracking and oil, gas, and Governor Abbott is yelling. He's kind of like jumping up and down. He has to keep taking his mask off. It's Governor Abbott who put out the stupid mask order. So he's got to sit there with his dumb mask on. Other people around him don't have a mask. Let's listen to it. Let's see what the president, I see if my phone can pick it up. It's just a 14-second clip here. The president talking in Texas. Here he goes.
I think that works in Texas. No fracking, no drilling. I don't think Biden's going to do too well in Texas. He's already written it off. It's gone. No fracking. That's part of his platform. Let me ask you, Mr. Governor, how do you think that works in Texas? No fracking, no drilling, no oil. Is that okay? Good. I don't think Biden's going to do too well in Texas. He's already written it off. It's gone. No fracking. That's part of his platform.
So that was a great comment from the president. And that's very reassuring. Think about it, folks. Biden is for ending fracking. And, I better pipe down while the music's playing. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Okay, folks, I think we're live. I think we're back on the air. And thank you very much, everybody who's listening. And, you know, I'll tell you, the ordeals ahead of us, I'll tell you, I don't want to sound like a scaredy cat, but I think we've got some, you know, there was a hearing today where Jim Jordan was really reading the Riot Act to the clowns who run Google and Amazon and Facebook. And the... these masters of the universe, as Breitbart calls them, and they're just outright censoring Breitbart now. Breitbart, has done a study, an extensive study of how they're being treated online, and they're being just chopped off. Searches are being disabled, and so it's going to get ugly on the internet, I think. I think it already is happening. Now let me go. Let's get another clip from the president here. He was in Texas today, and I'll play this. I think I can get this to work on the phone here for you. Here is our president today in Texas.
The Washington radical left, crazy Democrats would also send countless American jobs, factories, industries to China and to other foreign polluting states. In all fairness, India doesn't take care of its air. Russia doesn't take care of its air. But we do. Not on my watch, it's not going to happen, I can tell you that. We will always put America first. Very simple. Very simple.
Our man, Donald Trump, in his usual form here today in Texas. Here's another one on energy dominance. I love that phrase of the president, and that's what he achieved. We didn't have energy dominance on January 20th, 2017, when he took the oath of office. When by the time the Kung Flu struck from China, Kung Flu, helped by CDC, headed by Dr. Fauchenstein, evil Democrat partisan, and the rest of his evil partisans in the CDC, working hand in nitrile glove with the Communist Chinese Party to propagate the Kung Flu and shut our economy down, kill the economy. This is exactly what is going on. And the president, boy, he just valiantly keeps trying. All right, here he is. Here's another clip on restoring energy dominance. I can get it to play. Well, maybe I can't get it to play. Okay, I don't know what happened to that clip. Okay, it's not working. The president says 5 hours ago, great to be in Texas. And then here's another tweet. You'll find this interesting. He says this, sleepy Joe Biden is just a Trojan horse for the radical left agenda. He will do whatever they want. Let's see if I can find another one here. And always going back up to the top to see what the president's done in the last 60 seconds. The most accessible, I mean, among the other accolades you can afford Donald Trump, the most accessible president in American history, hands down. And let me see what's happened here. Hang on, I've got to check on something here for you folks. This is one heck of a technological night here. Not right now. That's my son. No, not the best time to go on the radios. Son. Yeah. It is. Okay. Okay. Well, we're losing connection here in North Dakota. So I'm falling back on what I've got, which I think right now is my cell phone. And I don't think I have a connection to the internet. So let me check on that, and then I will improvise here, right here on the air. Ah, maybe a good time to put my son on. The I got some good books in the mail today, yesterday, actually. And these were these are two books written by a cousin of mine, Carlton S. Kuhn. And let me go downstairs and grab those. I think my daughter's trying to restore the connection. Are you trying to reboot the router? You are, okay. All right. Okay, we'll see. Let me know if you're successful, okay? Let me find my... Oh, here they are on the piano. One book. What? I have no idea. The Living Races of Man by Carlton S. Kuhn, which is the companion volume to The Origin of Races, a complete survey of the racial composition of all peoples of the world, based on new evidence drawn from genetics and other sciences with many surprising conclusions. So I got a first edition of that, and that came out. The interesting thing about these books, well, I'm very interested because he's my cousin, but the interesting to everybody because of what he says and when he says it. This is a first edition published in, what's the date of this publication? It is a first edition, 1965. That's the year I graduated high school. And at that time, it was possible to say all kinds of things freely. We're talking about Breitbart being just outright censored on the internet right now. But the year I graduated from Palisades High School in California in 1965, Carlton Kuhn, my cousin, I didn't know he was my cousin then, wrote The Living Races of Man, in which he speaks very truthfully, objectively, scientifically about as important a topic as there is, which is race. Here's another one from Carlton Kuhn. I got The Story of Man, From the First Human to Primitive Culture and Beyond by Carlton S. Kuhn. And this is also, I believe, a first edition. There are still things falling out of the book from the previous owner. Like here's a prayer card. The previous owner, this is funny, the previous owner has a has been enrolled for 1 year as a gift in the Central Association of the Miraculous Medal. A member shares in 2,500 holy masses offered each year and in all the pious works of the association. So that was a gift. This was a gift to a devout Catholic. The book, The Story of Man, came out in 1954. So I was 6 years old. It is a first edition. Oh, God, these books are so important to me. Oh, and he dedicates the book to you out there, actually. It's dedicated to Homo sapiens, wishing him good luck on his next adventure. Okay. In the opening of the book, he says, "This is the story of man who alone of beasts mastered the wildfire, became a skilled hunter and healer, a tiller of earth and a herdsman, and conquered the cold and the sea, while the power of the sun altered him. Wheel-making, smelting, and writing, he hammered out empires with iron, circled his planet with cannon, found and took a new world. Quincy challenges space with his atoms while facing the ultimate challenge. Of course, he's writing about Europeans there when he talks about the fact that we found and took a new world. There's only one race that did that, ours. Anyway, so, and these, this will be my reading here and my homeschooling study here at home in my homeschool with my kid. But this is wonderful stuff because it's not politically correct. It's just scientifically correct. That's so much more fun, is it not? I never thought of making that juxtaposition. Politically correct versus scientifically correct. And the two are really opposites, aren't they? So, there once was a time when things were scientific. Let me see. I'm going to go back upstairs here and see if my daughter has restored our internet connection. Fabulous internet up here in North Dakota. Lightning speed. Let me see if she did. Are you back online? Okay. No success. Okay. Well, in any event, I was doing homeschooling yesterday, and I had a buddy over who's a historian, doctorate in history, and I was bragging on my son's, you know, ability to just remember everything like a sponge. So my buddy, an historian, he said, who was the 18th president of the United States? And I thought, oh, what an unfair question of an eight-year-old. I didn't know the answer. And my son, without hesitation, shot back, Grant. I said, how do you know that? How do you know that? I don't know that. Anyway, it's amazing how powerful young minds can be. And I've got on order, I haven't yet received them, a couple of other books from Cousins, Carlton Putnam, Reality and Reason, Race and Reality and Race and Reason, by Carlton Putnam, another cousin. And I've also got, arriving in the mail, latest issue of the Epoch Times. I don't know if you've heard of this newspaper, folks. Great newspaper, published by, among others, Chinese patriots who were members of something called the Falun Gong. Sounds weird, but it was just a social betterment civic society, the Falun Gong, that arose in China. Kind of miraculously survived for a while, for a few years, got very popular. And then the Communist Party decided to destroy it, eliminate it, and they started arresting Falun Gong members, torturing them, killing them, putting them in concentration camps where they are now. And at one point, the Falun Gong was actually very large, with millions of members. But some of them escaped China. They came here to the U.S., and they have created this newspaper, the Epoch Times, which is a very good patriot paper, but especially strong on China itself, because these are people who know what you're talking about and writing about. And so that's a paper you want to keep your eyes out for. It's national. You can subscribe to it, the Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, Times. I get a copy every week. It's a full, thick newspaper. Full size, and it's not free. There's a free opening subscription, but then you get an online edition, an online copy every day, and then an actual. It's kind of fun to have an actual real newspaper arrive in your mailbox. It's as good as this. It's a real patriot newspaper. Let's see. I'll give you another little tidbit from my own life. I went to a meeting here in North Dakota today of the homeschoolers. Well, it was a parents' meeting for homeschoolers. And about 100 fellow parents in my little town here, town of, you know, under 60,000 people, at this homeschoolers meeting, and the speaker, one of the speakers, who heads up the Homeschoolers Association here in North Dakota, said that there are, by some estimates, she said, this is hard to believe. She said, but there have been estimates that have come out that 40% of all kids in America this next school year will be homeschooled. And she said, I don't know how, you know, currently that number, I mean, let's say before the Kung Flu hoax and panic, back in normal times, back into Trump, the Trump boom, probably, you know, some 2, 3, or 4% of kids were homeschooled, some low number, involving millions of children, but not that big a percentage. But it's certainly going to jump up now, because in the last months of the last school year, every kid in America, there are 52 million K through 12 kids in America, every single one of them was homeschooled. Think about it, folks. Every school was shut down. So what does that mean? We had 52 million homeschoolers for, you know, April, May, and June, or whenever. So it's going to be pretty darn exciting here coming up in just a few days, a few weeks. The process of opening schools will begin, I think, here in North Dakota, August 26th. And they really don't know what they're doing at the schools. They don't know what they don't know how it's going to look. They don't know how they're going to set up the classrooms, because they're all freaked out. They've all caught the Kung Flu panic attack. It was nice to see that at the meeting of the homeschoolers, only a couple of people were wearing a dumb mask. It's this outdoor meeting in a beautiful park, beautiful greenway here in beautiful North Dakota. Everybody in the school system, well, they've all got the Kung Flu, oh, too many have the Kung Flu panic. But the demon rats, which are a certain large portion of our population, sad to say, they want the panic. They know this is their ticket. The panic, the freak out, the economic crash, if it means they lose money, if it means their kids lose a year of schooling, so what? We get rid of Donald Trump. Anything. We'll sacrifice anything to get rid of Donald Trump. We'll sacrifice our children. And that's how bad Trump derangement syndrome is for demon rats. So that's coming up here shortly. It was fun to see. It was fun to be at this meeting. North Dakota, I don't know what the law is in your state where you may be, but in North Dakota, we had a wonderful change, wonderful, wonderful change in the law that occurred in 1989. Before 1989, get this, it was a criminal act to homeschool your children. Yes, if you were a homeschooler before 1989, you were a criminal. After 1989, you're a solid citizen. The key patriots in America, to show you how much a patriot can do, small groups of patriots managed to connect with the state legislature in Bismarck, North Dakota, managed to persuade enough intelligent Republicans in that government that children are under the sovereignty of their parents and no one else. No public school, no social workers, the parents alone. And the law, beautiful, beautiful homeschooling law in North Dakota. I hope you have one like this in your state. Homeschooling has been spreading. It's growing. It's not contracting. The homeschooling law in North Dakota states that you, as a parent, all you have to, you have an absolute right to homeschool your children. You need no permission from anyone. There is no one in the government that you have to appease. You don't have to get a signature from any bureaucrat. You don't have to report in to any bureaucrat. You don't have to fill out papers. You don't have to pass a test. Your child doesn't have to be examined. It's wonderful. It's simply, it's a return, you know, we're talking about make America great again. What was America like? What was our world like in 1790? You know, when people voted in person. Kelso here, I vote for President John Adams. Well, people spoke their minds, and their children were theirs, not the government's. And you raised your child by your own lights. That was a free America, and amazing. It was stunning for me to find out here in North Dakota, the law stated, I as a parent, all I have to do, I don't have to seek permission to homeschool my child. There's nothing I actually have to do. The law is that I fill out a piece of paper and inform the school district that my child is henceforth to be homeschooled by me. Period. End of discussion. And you can go suck a lemon, you bureaucrats, you educrats. Go suck a lemon. I would call it the go suck a lemon law. And I hope you have such a law in your state. Now, if Joe Biden gets elected president in 95 or so days, watch out. As I can tell you right now, I never heard Joe Biden speak on the subject of homeschooling. How do I somehow know for a certainty, an absolute dead certainty, that Joe Biden hates homeschooling? How do I know for a dead certainty that every single person around him hates homeschooling in the same way that they hate Donald Trump? I think it would be safe to say not only do they have Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, they have homeschooling derangement syndrome, HSDS. So if Joe Biden becomes president, uh-oh, for us homeschoolers, uh-oh. We'll take a break till tomorrow. I'll see you again. Hopefully I'll have our technical problem solved, and we will by tomorrow. And we'll have a nice, clean, crisp show for you tomorrow night. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. So long. Don't stop
believing. The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.